Have you ever dreamed of living steps to the beach, right next to Stanley Park, and in the middle of one of Vancouver's most vibrant and interesting diverse neighborhoods? Well, if all of that appeals to you, then perhaps the West End will appeal to you as well. In today's podcast, that's what I'm exploring. I'm taking you on a full vlog tour of the West End neighborhood of Vancouver. We're going to explore who actually lives here, all of the pros and cons of living here that locals rave about, and we're also going to explore what the real estate market is like here, boots on the ground. I'm going to talk about one of my latest listings and pull some lessons from that listing, as well as help you understand what kind of homes are available, whether you're renting or buying. By the end of this podcast, you're going to understand whether or not the West End is actually for you or not. Let's get into all of it right now. Okay, so let's begin by setting the scene and talking about where exactly we are when we're talking about the West End. And honestly, this is really, really critical, really important, especially for people that are moving to Vancouver, because a lot of people get stuff confused. Unfortunately, we use the term West a lot when we're referring to different areas around Metro Vancouver. And so there are areas that are very separate from the West End, but where people get the names confused. So in particular, there is a West Vancouver, which is a separate city from the city of Vancouver. That is to the north and the west, and that is across English Bay. It's not the West End. And then there's also the west side of Vancouver, which is the western half of the city of Vancouver. And this is perhaps the largest confusion for a lot of people. A lot of people call the west side of Vancouver the West End, and they might call the West End the West Side. I see this confusion all the time, even from people who have lived in Vancouver for a very long time. Now, where is the West End exactly? This is a very large residential neighborhood, the largest neighborhood on the downtown peninsula. Yes, on the west side of Vancouver, but it's a neighborhood within the west side of Vancouver. And it's bordered to the east by Burrard. It's bordered on the west by Stanley Park. To the north, that's West Georgia. And to the south, that's English Bay. So it's a very clear-cut neighborhood, very obvious, but there are a lot of differences within the neighborhood. So it's very important that you explore this neighborhood, you explore it with somebody who understands the neighborhood, because there are a lot of nuances from one side of this neighborhood to the other because of the size of the neighborhood and the length of time that this neighborhood has been around. It has a lot of history and it is changing every single day. All right, so who actually lives in the West End? I think what's really key is that this is an incredibly eclectic neighborhood. There's all kinds of people that live here. And no matter who you are or where you're from, you're going to find welcome within the West End. I think that's one of the coolest parts of the West End myself. On the whole, you're going to see a lot of singles, a lot of young couples, and also a lot of elderly. You're not going to see as many families in the West End. We're going to talk about why that is a little later in the podcast. But we really do have a significant elderly population. A lot of retirees settle in the West End for a couple reasons. One, there's a lot of relatively affordable homes. There's a lot of rental housing within the West End, and there's a lot of old co-ops within the West End as well. So a significant elderly population. And there's also a very significant young population, young adults who are just starting out in the city, and a lot of students that live in the West End as well. And again, that has a lot to do with the more affordable rental options that are within the West End, but it also has to do with ease of access to things like nightlife within the city, as well as schools. So pretty easy to get to a lot of the post-secondary education programs that are in the downtown area from the West End, and to save some money where it's relatively affordable housing-wise. And then, of course, there's the LGBTQ plus community that has a very long-standing history and a home in Davie Village within the West End. This is a really strong foundation for the community within all of Vancouver, but it's centered to a large degree here in Davie Village, and it's very, very visible and noticeable. And then, of course, immigrants and newcomers. This is one place that comes up time and time again when I'm talking to people about moving to Vancouver that they want to focus their search on. People love the West End. It offers so much of the standard things that people are looking for in Vancouver, that access to nature, proximity to the urban benefits of living in Vancouver, but also the ability to get out of the city and to see the beauty around us. You find that all within the West End. And in fact, my own family, my parents, when they immigrated about 60 years ago now to Vancouver, they first settled in the West End and they lived here for a couple of years before moving on to different parts of Vancouver. So very common to see a lot of newcomers and a lot of new immigrants to Canada and Vancouver settle in the West End. And at the root of it, who it's going to appeal to are people who want the urban benefits that are at offer right at the heart of Vancouver, the ease of access into downtown, but also having nature and the beaches right at your doorstep. That's the stuff. If those things appeal to you, then you're going to be willing to give up a little bit of square footage to live in the West End. And that at the root of it is really what I find most commonly connects the people who decide to live in the West End. All right, we're going to get into the pros and the cons now of living in the West End. And we're going to start with the pros because honestly, I'm just an optimistic guy and I like to start there. I like to talk about the good things. So one of the biggest things that people really enjoy about living in the West End is how central it is to everything that Vancouver really has to offer. So you're really close to downtown. You're just on the edge of the financial district. You're also right on the edge of Stanley Park, of course, kind of the crown jewel of nature within the city of Vancouver. And then you have a series of beaches on the southern edge of the West End. So you have Sunset Beach, you have English Bay Beach, you have Second and Third Beach as well. So tons of beaches. And local hint is that you want to head to Third Beach when it's really crowded in the middle of the summer, because that's a place not everybody is actually going to get to. It's tough to park. Only locals really know about it. And it's absolutely beautiful, perfect for sunsets. And then of course, on the north side, you have fantastic views to the North Shore Mountains. You also have quick and easy access out of the city through Stanley Park over the Lionsgate Bridge. So you can get out to Whistler. You can get up to the North Shore Mountains. You can, of course, get onto the ferry as well, heading out to places like Bowen Island or the Sunshine Coast or Vancouver Island, amongst many other options. And then it's not too much of a hassle also just to get into North Vancouver or out to Burnaby or to the airport. And you have access not that far away to the SkyTrain. So sort of everything that Vancouver is really known for is right there in the West End, or relatively easily accessible from the West End. And that's what people really, really enjoy. And I think one of the biggest pros of living here. Another enormous pro of living in the West End is the access to nature. So as I mentioned, you have Stanley Park right next door. To the south, of course, you also have the beaches and you have the mountains to the north of you. And you have really quick and easy access to the seawall as well. So what I find people that live here are, what they really enjoy about it is how easy it is to be active. I mean, honestly, you just step out your door and you start walking and nature is right there. As central and as densely populated as it is in the West End, you have nature right before you, all around you. You have views, you have access. And once again, that's something that people that live in the West End really do love. We're going to get into more details about the real estate market in the West End. But one of the key pros of living in the West End is that it's relatively affordable, whether you're looking to rent or whether you're looking to own, partly because of how much housing stock there is available and partly because of the age of a lot of that housing stock. It typically keeps prices relatively low. For all the benefits, all the positives of living in such a central, densely populated location, prices aren't crazy. And I'm going to talk about that more in detail once we get into the real estate section later in the podcast. So if you want more details about that, be sure to stay tuned. But the main point here is this is a relatively affordable place. It's really hard to find more affordable options until you get into some of the more distant suburbs, which is really shocking given how convenient and centrally located we are in the West End. The next main pro that I want to talk about is just how walkable this community is. This is truly one of the most walkable neighborhoods that you're going to find anywhere in Metro Vancouver. Everything is really at your doorstep. It's not just nature. It's shopping, it's cafes, it's restaurants, it's nightlife. All of these things are within a walkable distance, which is unusual in North America. And even for a city that's relatively walkable, there's very little that can compare to just how walkable it is here in the West End. And, you know, I'm noticing that just walking around now, how many people are out and about, how few people are choosing to drive cars, and how many people are stepping outside and putting on their walking shoes. They're walking their dogs. They're doing their grocery shopping. They're walking home from work. This is at the very forefront of the areas that you're going to find where a car really isn't absolutely necessary. And honestly, a car living in the West End could be an inconvenience, but what's not inconvenient is walking. And my final pro of living in the West End is how strong this community is. The sense of community, if you're looking for it, this is one of the strongest communities you're going to find anywhere in Vancouver. And many people talk about the West End as a village within the city. And it really is true. This is a neighborhood where people are strongly connected to the place and to each other. This is a place where you can go to the local grocery store, the local cafe, and people will not only remember your name, but they'll remember your order. And you're going to meet your neighbors and your friends when you're out and about walking. This is truly at the forefront of community life and community living in the city of Vancouver. And if you're looking for that sense of community, then the West End might be the ideal neighborhood for you. All right, now that I've got you all hyped on living in the West End after those pros, now's the time for me to kick in and say, hey, I'm a realtor. If you're thinking of moving here and you want to buy a home, I've got you covered.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/albrechtgroup.
I've helped hundreds of people just like you move to Vancouver, find the right neighborhood, and find the right home. Of course, don't do it before you watch the cons as well and make absolutely certain that this is the right neighborhood for you. But, you know, at the end of all that, if you still want to reach out, please go ahead. For now, let's get back to the podcast. Okay, let's talk about cons. There are cons of living in the West End. It's not all perfect. The number one con I think that most people are going to talk about is just how crowded it can be in the West End. And this is the most densely populated neighborhood in Vancouver. Not only actually in Vancouver, it's actually the most densely populated neighborhood in all of Canada. And keep in mind that Vancouver is the fourth most densely populated city in all of North America. So this is a fairly crowded place. There's lots of people living in the West End, and it can be noisy. A lot of people talk about just how there's always ambient noise. Often when I'm filming, I'm worried about how much noise there is in the background, whether it's a motorcycle going by, whether it's a leaf blower, whether it's just somebody singing as they walk past me. There is always noise in the West End, and that's not something that you're going to experience in every part of Metro Vancouver. There's some really, really quiet and secluded areas. This is not one of those places. So you have to be comfortable with noise, and it can be at all hours of the day. There's people who will be out partying. There's people who, you know, if it's a fireworks night at the beach, there are crowds of people who come through the West End. It can be a very, very busy place at some very odd hours. So you have to be comfortable with that. You have to be comfortable with noise. And it's also about privacy. This is a place where you're not necessarily going to find a lot of privacy. You know, you're going to be looking out your building's window. There's most likely not going to be an open view unless you're thinking about buying the listing that I have that I'm going to talk about a little bit later in this podcast. That unit has an amazing open view, which is going to be incredibly private. But for most people that live in the West End, there's not a lot of privacy. You're going to hear people. You're going to notice people. People might be able to see you. In fact, this gives me a chance to talk about one of my favorite real estate stories. On a listing years ago, we have an opportunity to mention whether there's a view or not, and then we can also describe that view. And I was searching for a buyer client of mine looking at condos in the West End, and I came across this one that said, yes, there is a view. And the description was naked guy across the street. That just brings home the point, right? You never know what you're going to experience, what you're going to see, and frankly, who's watching you. So that's something to keep in mind when you live in the West End. There's not always a lot of privacy. And of course, because there is so much density, because there are so many people, traffic congestion is a big negative and part of just the fact that this is a crowded place. Yes, there's a lot of traffic calming within the West End, but to get into the West End can be a bit of a nightmare at certain hours, you know, during rush hour, coming along Georgia, coming along Burrard, coming along Beach, all of these streets, Denman and Davie, can be really, really heavily congested. Nelson going through the middle of the West End as well. And then you have people trying to cut through, figuring their way through the West End, which can be inconvenient and a bit of a hassle. And talking of traffic, still related to the idea of this being a crowded place, parking. Parking is at a real premium. Now, typically, if you need parking when you're looking for housing in the West End, you're going to prioritize that. So you're probably going to secure your own parking, whether it's in your building or you're parking in a resident-only parking spot on your street or something along those lines. What I find for a lot of people that live here, it can be a real struggle to convince friends who don't live in the West End to come and visit them, because those of us who live in Vancouver realize that parking in the West End is an absolute nightmare, and it can be a real challenge. In fact, when I come to show properties in the West End, I usually give myself a good 15-20 minute buffer just to figure out parking. And because I'm going to be circling the block a couple times, because I'm most likely not going to find parking exactly where I want to, and I'm going to have to walk a few blocks, you really have to understand that in the West End, parking is at a premium. And if you're renting or buying, you have to know whether or not you're getting parking with the unit that you're purchasing or renting, and whether that's included. And if it's not, how much is it going to cost you if parking is important for you? So another con of living in the West End is there's no real SkyTrain in the West End. Yes, there is a SkyTrain station that's not too far out of the West End, roughly at Burrard in Georgia, but technically it's actually not in the West End. And then the Yaletown station isn't too far off either, but it's not in the West End. And if you live at the far end of the West End, that's quite a journey. It's a long walk. So you're probably going to need to Uber, taxi, and even a bus getting into and out of the West End isn't always the most convenient convenient. In the center of the West End, transit access isn't spectacular. But keep in mind, this is a very walkable community. And so then more than likely, you're doing a lot of walking, and a 20, 30 minute walk over to the SkyTrain station may not be a big deal. Or that 20, 30 minute walk to work instead of hopping on the SkyTrain from Yale Town might not be that big a deal to you. But you do want to keep in mind that there's no real convenient SkyTrain access when you're living in the West End. Another thing that I hear a lot of people a little bit disgruntled with in the West End is the amount of homelessness, the amount of crime, the amount of drug addiction, how all of that sort of social decay that we're dealing with in our Western culture is really in your face. This is a community, it's not necessarily at the center of all of that, but it is very, very much visible. I've said before that the geographic focus of those issues in our community is the downtown east side, but we're relatively close to the downtown east side here in the West End. And this is a location, as we've said, there's a lot of population density, there's a lot of opportunity for people that are struggling, whether they're planning on begging for money, panhandling or dumpster diving, or just sort of finding something to steal that easy to pick up and to sell. This is a place that a lot of the people from the downtown east side will venture into. And so there is a real visibility for those issues in this community. And so also, you know, if you go into a park, you might find somebody sleeping on a bench, and you might find a hypodermic needle on the slide at the local kids park. These are not things that everybody's going to be comfortable experiencing or having in their face day to day. But that is something when you live in the West End, you have to realize it's much more likely to be in your face than if you live somewhere like, I don't know, Carisdale or Shaughnessy or Main Street or even Hastings Sunrise. This is a community where it's much more visible. And the only area where it's more visible than this is more than likely just the downtown east side. And so keep that in mind if you're thinking about living in the West End. And another con leading on from that idea of kids parks in the West End is schools and daycares. There is a real lack of services for young children in the West End, which makes this a relatively difficult place for families to live. And that's one of the reasons that we don't see as many families living in the West End as we do in other areas of Metro Vancouver. You're going to find if you live here that accessing elementary schools or high schools or daycares, those are all super challenging. I know I talk about that in other areas of Vancouver, but because of just how densely populated this neighborhood is and how few schools there are and how few daycares, they're so heavily in demand. It is a real struggle to access. And so many of the people that do live here end up sending their kids to daycares and schools that are outside of this neighborhood. It's very few of the people who actually live here that are lucky enough to be able to send their children to schools and daycares that are within the neighborhood. And that's something that can really frustrate parents in this neighborhood and be a reason that some families decide that they don't want to live here. But there's plenty of families that do choose to live here and find that it's a fantastic neighborhood to raise their children. Okay, so the last major con that I want to talk about the West End is the idea of churn. And by churn, what I'm referring to is people coming into and out of this neighborhood. As we talked about when we're talking about who actually lives here, there's lots of students, there's lots of young people, there's lots of people that are new to Vancouver that have no intention of staying here very long. And the West End is one of those neighborhoods in Metro Vancouver where we see pretty much the most temporary residents. And as a result, those people who live here for a long time protect themselves. They realize a lot of people that they're meeting and interacting with and are coming into this neighborhood aren't going to be here for a long time. So why would they build friendships? Why would they become vulnerable? And after being burned a number of times, they might focus on the long-term relationships that they already have. At the root, I think this is one of the reasons that this criticism of Vancouver being a tough place to make friends comes from, because so many of those newcomers are coming into the West End. They're having that experience and then relating it to the entire city. I don't think that's necessarily the truth of the entire city. I do suspect it's the reality of living in the West End specifically. And I think it's understandable for the people that live here long term. A lot of people that live here long term talk about that sort of exhaustion and tiredness of trying to reach out, build new friendships, for those people just to move on and disappear suddenly. So it is one of the experiences of living in the West End that you want to be aware of, this idea of churn. And that's my final con of living in the West End. I'm strolling around my favorite part of the West End right now, and perhaps honestly one of my most favorite parts of the entire city. My wife and I were just talking about it within the last couple of weeks. We haven't had this conversation before, but I've had this conversation with myself. Where would I go when I retire one day? I'm not that far away from retiring. I'm not that close either, mind you. But when the kids are all grown up and we're looking to stay in the city, where would we go? This is the place right here. And where am I right now in the West End? I'm west of Denman. So if you look at a map, you can see that area that is west of Denman Street, between Denman and Stanley Park. This is a really magical spot. It feels to me like I'm always on vacation whenever I come here. And I don't know exactly why that is. This is just as dense as the rest of the West End. But I suppose the answer is that we're off to one side. We're more removed. We're not as central. It's less likely people are cutting through this neighborhood as they are through the middle of the West End. There's a lot of traffic, not just, I mean, vehicle traffic, of course, but also just people. People who don't necessarily live on that block are walking all around, and there's just noise and activity everywhere. West of Denman, it is so quiet, so peaceful. The people that you meet are so friendly. They're so nice. Everybody's kind of in a different frame of mind. It's so close to the city, yet so far removed. It's so close to Stanley Park that you get the nature, the relaxed vibe of that access to nature. Plus, I swear to God, this is a little bit of a warmer microclimate. This is the area in Vancouver where you can actually grow palm trees. And there are some palm trees not too far away down on English Bay Beach. So it's a little bit warmer as well, which what can go wrong with being in a little bit warmer climate in Canada, right? So west of Denman is one of my personal favorite little pockets of the West End and of Vancouver in general. And one day, maybe this is going to be my home too. Who knows? I'm outside my latest listing right now at 1277 Nelson Street, unit 1607, right in behind me. This is another one of those where I can't get inside and show you everything inside because it is tenanted. Now, the tenant is super nice, super cooperative, but he's very, very private. And he has absolutely no interest of me going in there and showing you everything that's inside because, as I said, he's very private and it's his right to refuse entry. So, that does, as I've said before, impact my ability to market a property. It impacts how easy it is to show. This particular tenant, just like the other tenant that I showed you on my listing in Cole Harbour, also wants to be present anytime that the property is shown. Now, this also makes it challenging because it's a little bit uncomfortable for potential buyers. They can't envision the property on their own, and they feel like they're intruding every time they come inside. So these are challenges that I faced when selling this particular unit. But honestly, this thing basically sells itself. It's just under 600 square feet. We're going to be listing it for $650,000. It is on the northwest side up above me, has a gorgeous view to the North Shore Mountains, and you see some of Stanley Park as well. That's one of the great features of this building. This is a little bit older. It's about 30 years old now, and that puts us right in the middle of the leaky condo era, of course, but this is a solid concrete building that has an excellent reputation, and this is one of the most sought-after buildings that you're going to find anywhere in the West End, both for first-time buyers, downsizers, empty nesters, and investors. And quite often, investors love picking up property. In fact, my own client is an investor, and they're getting a really solid rental rate for this property that's going to help market this property and help sell it. It's in great shape. It's never been upgraded at all. It's pretty much in original condition, but it shows really, really well. Now, it's not only the quality of the building that makes this really desirable. It's not only the rent that the tenant is paying, but it's also the fact that this unit comes with parking, it comes with storage, and it has ensuite laundry. And because of sort of the hodgepodge of different buildings that you find throughout the West End, if you're targeting the West End, it's hard to find all of those things in a really high quality building. And that's another reason that this particular unit kind of stands out above the crowd. And I think that we're going to be able to find a buyer pretty darn quickly, despite this being more of a buyer's market. This type of property is highly sought after, and where basically buyers don't need to be making compromises, those are still selling at relatively high prices and relatively quickly. So once again, the key features of this unit in a really desirable building in a great area with parking, with storage, and with an incredible view. And all of that, just about 600 square feet for $650,000. But beyond this unit, let's talk more about real estate in the West End. The only real challenge that I'm facing with this particular unit is perhaps that the amenities aren't quite as extensive as you're going to find in a newer building. Perhaps the fact that it doesn't have air conditioning, that's not something that everybody's going to feel comfortable with, but you are allowed your own portable unit. And that is something in a 600 square foot condo that would be perfectly fine. And then, of course, the fact that it's tenanted. And so not everybody's going to want to wait for the tenant to move out. And not everybody's going to be able to see past the tenant that's currently there to envision themselves living there. But if you can, I think you're going to find a really great deal in picking up this unit. All right, so now we're going to talk a little more about the residential real estate market in the West End and what's going on right now. Okay, so now let's talk about the housing market in the West End. I think that's what a lot of you are waiting for. And so first of all, I just want to describe what the housing is like here, and then we're going to start talking about prices and what the opportunities are in the market right now. And the main thing to understand, just like the people in the West End, there's a lot of variety when it comes to the housing in the West End as well. The only thing is that there's very little single-family detached homes in the West End, which also speaks to the idea that there's not a lot of families that decide to stay in the West End. There's not a lot of large properties, but what we do have are a lot of condos and a lot of townhouses. There's a lot of smaller properties. And once again, if you're planning on staying in the West End, typically people are giving up square footage. There's not a lot of big space. Lots of studios, lots of one bedrooms, lots of two bedrooms, and the odd three bedroom thrown into the mix. There's a little more of that in more recent additions, but keep in mind, this is a very, very old neighborhood. And of course, as we discussed, it is the most densely populated neighborhood in all of Canada. But because of its long history as a densely populated area, it has a lot of variety in the types of shared ownership options that are out there and things that we were doing before the Strata Property Act that came out in the 1970s. So you have a lot of old apartment buildings that might have been built in the 1900s. You have co-op buildings that were sort of one of the original forms of shared ownership that developed through the 50s and 60s. And this is the area in Vancouver, probably where you see the most of those. And then there's also an older form of leasehold non-stratas. And this is something that I talked about in a podcast on the types of condos that you should avoid. This is one of those that I'd highly recommend you avoid, but there are quite a few of these leasehold non-stratas in the West End. And then of course, there's tons of rental apartment buildings. So going back to its history and the fact that this has been a densely populated neighborhood for a very long time, there's apartment buildings that are well over 100 years old in the West End. And this is sort of one of the cons that I didn't mention when I was talking about cons, but because of these older buildings that are in the West End, you may have to put up with sort of the pains of living in an old home. You know, plumbing that might not work, heating that doesn't work very well, a lot of maintenance that's required on these older buildings. And some of these old buildings have also more recently been converted into stratas. When they're converted, they get upgraded, they get modernized, and they become a whole lot more expensive. But there is a possibility that you can own one of these heritage buildings, a unit within them, of course, as well. And then there's a whole swath of housing stock that was built from the 70s to the 80s. Once the Strata Property Act was put into place, we have a bunch of concrete towers. We also have a bunch of low-rise wood frame buildings built in this period. And that's perhaps the largest pool of housing that you might be able to purchase that you're going to find. Because of its age, there's a lot of variation in the quality. Some of these buildings have a lot of deferred maintenance. Some of them don't. Some of them have had a lot of work more recently. And those, frankly, would be the buildings that I'd be focused on. And once again, you want to be working with a realtor who understands the differences and help you navigate the complexity of this market. And of course, there's much more modern buildings that have been built as well. Not as many. There's a number of buildings that were built through the 90s and into the 2000s as well. Some large, some small. Many of these built after the year 2000 are rain screened, and they're buildings that I'm going to be much more comfortable with. And then the most recent generation of buildings in the West End are actually a whole new thing for the West End. And those are luxury high rises. And so those are buildings like the Butterfly or Alberni by Kangakuma or 1515. These are much more recent additions, and this specifically is a type of property that's not performing terribly well. But on the whole, the West End market is very, very strong. This is, in fact, one of the best performing condo markets that we see anywhere in Metro Vancouver. It's not quite at all-time highs, but it's very, very close. And yes, it's still in sort of waffling between a balanced market and a buyer's market. It is tending a little more towards a buyer's market, but it's a much stronger market than we're seeing just about anywhere else. And my explanation for that is this is a much more local market. It's a much more affordable market. And to that point, I'm going to talk a little bit about what current values are. So let's get into those. A typical townhouse in the West End right now in September of 2025 is $1,206,600. And to give you a barometer of how that relates to the rest of the city, on the west side of Vancouver as a whole, keep in mind the West End is just a small part of the west side of Vancouver, a typical townhouse is $1,395,000. So roughly $200,000 more than what you find in the West End. And in comparison, some of the areas that people might be considering that are somewhat similar to the West End, but not quite. I mean, honestly, nothing quite compares to the West End. But Lower Lonsdale, as an example, prices are very, very similar to the west side of Vancouver at $1,390,900. So again, almost $200,000 more than here in the West End. And the other area I want to draw your attention to is Metrotown over in Burnaby. And yes, there you're going to save a bit of money in comparison to here in the West End, but their prices are $1,136,200. So you're saving about $100,000 by moving out to Metrotown. Now, let's talk about condos. condos in the West End, $640,000 right now in September of 2025. That compares quite favorably to the west side of Vancouver, where it's $805,000 for a typical condo. And then we look over at Lower Lonsdale, where in comparison, you're going to be saving money because it's $778,700 for a typical condo in Lower Lonsdale right now. You're also going to be saving considerably in comparison to Metrotown, where it's $845,800. So once again, affordability, a strong market, a desirability, all of the pros of living here in the West End at a relatively affordable price point. That's what's drawing so many people here. And that is a big consideration when you're thinking about living here. It's the variety of housing options. It's fitting within your budget, whether you're buying or renting. Oh, and I should mention rents. So a typical rent right now, according to Zumper, is just over $2,500 a month for a one bedroom. It's $2,550. That's a couple hundred dollars less than Vancouver as a whole. And a two bedroom is $3,500 right now in the West End. So those prices reflect the condos, the stratas that are for rent individually. That doesn't reflect all the housing stock, these older corporately owned rental buildings that are generally considerably cheaper. And you're going to be able to find a one bedroom typically around $2,100 and a two bedroom perhaps closer to $3,000 right now in the West End. So again, this idea of affordability, that's accessible in the West End. And you don't necessarily have to move far out of the downtown core to get that affordability. And you get all the benefits of being so close here to the downtown core. Okay, so that's the end of the tour. I've taken you all around the West End and I've given you my insights into what it's like to live here. I hope by now you've concluded for yourself whether or not this is a neighborhood for you. Whether it is or not, and you're still planning on moving to Vancouver and you're going to be buying a home, feel free to reach out to me anytime. My contact information is right there on the screen. I've helped hundreds of families just like yours find the right neighborhood and find the right home and ultimately settle in Vancouver. I can help you and your family as well whenever you're ready.
There's three different ways you can reach me. One, you can call or text at 604-831-4837. You could email me at sebastian@albrechtgroup.ca, or you can book a conversation with me directly at calendly.com/Albrecht Group.
But if you're not quite there, if you're not quite ready and you want to do some more exploration of Vancouver and what it's like to live here, I've got you covered in that regard as well. I have dozens and dozens, in fact, almost 150 videos talking about exactly what it's like to move here and to live here. So whatever questions you might have, you're going to be able to find your answers in that back catalog of videos. Be sure to check those out. Thank you so much for listening, and I shall see you next week.